Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Ever said something you instantly regretted? We've all been there. But what separates the high achievers, the super productive folks, from the rest of these moments? It's not the mistake itself, but three words. Today, we're talking about why these three words elevate you and how people see you, what the research says, and how to say it correctly, because it's just not as simple as saying the three words. What are these three words? I was wrong. And here's the thing. Saying those three words unlocks a superpower. Let me explain. I was wrong not only empowers you to learn and grow, but also makes you appear smarter, more communal, and downright friendly in the eyes of others. A 2019 study titled On the Willingness to Admit Wrongness investigated how people perceive those who acknowledge their mistakes. Researchers created scenarios where individuals either owned up to being wrong or stuck to their guns. Guess what? The folks who said, "I was wrong," weren't judged as any less competent. In fact, the researchers found they were actually seen as more intelligent, more cooperative, and more likable. Why the positive perception shift? Admitting error taps into our fundamental need for connection. It shows humility, a willingness to learn, and a respect for others' perspectives. It essentially says, "Hey, I'm human. I mess up, but I'm also open to growing." That kind of vulnerability fosters trust and strengthens relationships. Now, saying I was wrong isn't always easy. Our egos scream at us to defend, to deflect, to blame the other person. But remember, admitting a mistake doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a person who takes responsibility, who values growth over pride, and who understands that even the highest achievers are, well, still human. Here's a key element. You can't just say it. You actually need to genuinely mean you're sorry, because as it turns out, humans can tell when you're just doing it for effect. I'm sure you've witnessed that. So the next time you trip up, whether it's a work blunder or a social mishap, take a deep breath and embrace the power of, "I was wrong." You'll surprise yourself with the positive ripple effect it creates in yourself and how other people perceive you. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go. Please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes, and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.